6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany where Lazarus lived, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. And here a dinner was given in Jesus' honor. Martha served while Lazarus was among those reclining at the table with him. And then Mary took about a pint of pure nard, an expensive perfume, poured it on Jesus' feet, and wiped his feet with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. John chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels. That perfume was worth a year's wages, perhaps a lifetime of savings. The flask contained more than expensive perfume. It provided financial security. But that was not on Mary's mind as she knelt at the feet of Jesus and poured perfume on his feet. Mary's gift was radical, extreme. It flowed from a heart of love and gratitude. It was an act of pure worship. She applied the perfume and used her hair to wipe the fragrance on the feet of Jesus. When's the last time you offered such an extravagant gift to Jesus? How about a gift of your time or your talents? Have you freely given from the treasure that he has given to you in the first place? Jesus is looking for worshipers, radical worshipers. Will you step forward and volunteer for the assignment of the extravagant gift? Father, save me from the self-saturation of pumping my life with things from which I gain temporal satisfaction. Help me be a radical worshiper, humbly bowing at the feet of Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hey, if we can pray for you here at The Journey, please send your request to prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org.